We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alexa, always listening to you. A new article in Bloomberg kind of spells out the behind the scenes of what goes on in Amazon's big data centers. Joining us right now is Austin Carr, one of the writers of the article titled Silicon Valley, Listening to Your Most Intimate Moments. Austin, I think it's a fear that everybody has, but you know, very rarely do we stop to think about what actually goes on with all of that data you're sending to your smart speakers.
You're totally right. I mean, the fascinating thing is when you buy a device like an Amazon Echo or an Apple HomePod or use a virtual assistant like Siri or Google Assistant, the big fear is that, you know, a human might be listening at some point as opposed to just a robot. And what we found is that is actually the case, that paranoia was not unfounded. A lot of these companies like Amazon, Apple, and Google depend on human reviewers who listen to and transcribe the audio recordings we submit over these services in order to improve speech recognition. The tech companies say that they anonymize these audio clips, but it is the case that, and we've talked to dozens of contractors who have actually done this transcription work, that they do, in fact, listen to your recordings that you submit over these services.
You often think about, you know, these echoes and other things that are listening for what you're saying, those conversations. But you don't think of other devices like maybe your refrigerator. That's also listening too, right?
Yeah, this is starting a very broad trend where what are called always listening microphones are embedded from everything from, yes, refrigerators to SUVs to microwaves to TVs, smart speakers, iPhones, what have you. And the danger here is that some of these devices, which can be turned on with what's called a wake word, meaning they're always listening, but they're not activated until you say something like, hey, Siri, or Alexa, can you do X, Y, or Z? The problem with that is they're often accidentally triggered, and so they turn on and start recording things when we might not anticipate those, which, again, humans can listen to. Contractors that we have talked to, they heard such alarming things as kids being recorded sharing personal information like street addresses and phone numbers. They heard couples engaging in sexual activity, private conversations recorded in kitchens and bedrooms. And overall, contractors just felt that this was just like eavesdropping. They felt deeply uncomfortable with this type of intrusive recording.
Yeah, that was some of the most interesting things in this article. You talked with some of these people who were at the back end kind of taking in all this information, and maybe in people's heads you have, you know, all these intelligence people or something like that at Amazon. They're almost like agents listening in, and you read this and no, they're basically temps.
Exactly. And this is emotionally taxing labor to an extent. I mean, I would say the vast majority of audio clips, I mean, if you think about all the ways you talk to Siri or Alexa, it's often to ask for directions or very mundane requests. But you do, you know, if it picks up recordings in your home, there are instances where it can be incredibly private. And the fact that you just don't realize or might not realize that it's not just a machine listening but a human, I think raises a lot of privacy concerns among consumers, and indeed it should, especially because these tech companies were not totally transparent that humans might be listening. They just said that, hey, your recordings could be helped to improve these services, but they didn't say necessarily how it would happen. And for the people who've done this transcription work, some of them compared it to something out of, 1984 even, sort of this vast listening apparatus of people eavesdropping on your conversations.
It's kind of incredible to think that this is happening over and over and over again to so many people. And as these devices go in more and more homes, the amount of, I guess, information they're catching just continues to compound on itself. You might not think that what you're sharing is really doing any damage, but you know, I come to think of, all right, if I'm at home, talking to, or you hear a screaming baby in the background, you know, does that mean they're going to show me a bunch of ads for baby monitors and things like that?
Right now, they're saying that's not the case. That they're going to take that voice data that we use, and sort of use it for targeted advertising. Although in some cases, in some services that they actually do use that, like Google uses some of your voice requests to improve your advertising. But I think the larger danger is that they do have that data. And over the last couple of years, you know, there's been a lot of questions about whether you can trust Silicon Valley with your most intimate secrets, your most intimate data. And I think they just need to have more disclosures with users over what they're collecting and how they might be using it, because thus far they haven't been transparent. The other thing is you're totally right about just the number of times that you submit these audio requests. Apple says that just 0.2% of Siri requests are undergo human review, but that equates to about 30 million audio clips per month, or about 360 million per year, which is quite a lot.
You know, is this more about awareness for people? Because really, there's no way to avoid it, right?
Researchers feel that we're going to eventually get to the point where machines can handle this on their own, or perhaps the processing can happen on, you know, your smartphone without submitting the data to Amazon servers or Apple servers. But right now, yes, you really do need humans to transcribe this information in order to improve speech recognition, or, you know, its understanding of regional accents or cultural idiosyncrasies. But I think you're right. It is mostly right now about disclosure, making sure this is very clear to users what information they're collecting and how they're using it. If you think about it, when a program crashes on your computer, Microsoft or Apple has that little pop-up that says, hey, would you like to submit a crash report and help us improve this program? And they do that each time. But for what they describe as a voice bug, they don't do that each time. It's just automatically submitted to Apple servers in order for their human transcribers to potentially correct that information. So I think if there was just more prompts about this, more disclosures, and perhaps maybe a maximum for the number of recordings per month that they could transcribe from a consumer, that might help to ease the sort of privacy burdens on the public.
That's a lot of interesting stuff to take in. Hey, Austin, thanks so much. It's Austin Carr, writer for Bloomberg Magazine. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. What is privacy when it comes to smart devices? We put the link on at News Radio 930.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.